Blog Talk Radio.
The world is going from bad to worse, bro.
I put out so many videos today on Patreon about these Christian pastors. One of them is selling. He's out there running a pedophilia ring. Another one done shot and killed his wife, and then turned the bullet. I mean, gone himself, killed himself. And he just goes on and on and on, this Christianity stuff. But anyway, first of all, let's start off with the salutation. I greet each and every last one of you, sweet, precious, and strong, and victorious and mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King Jesus Christ. All right? Lord to the King. Let's get right on into the show, all right? We put out earlier on the Be a Blessing list that you need to call into the dining hall and inform our Israelite sisters what you intend on bringing to the feast. And the sole purpose of that is so that we can, you know, when we start putting out information weekly here concerning the feast, is that we don't have an overabundant supply of just one resource. We're trying to do things more economically and efficiently. And we do, appreciate your participation in this. Also, we have a meeting come up in Jacksonville, Florida, the 21st. The calls have considerably dropped off for the people who have already got their name in for Passover, and we did extend it somewhere between 7:30, 7:50. But we literally just can't take any more. Not right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we have the room and the capacity to take more, but logistically, it's already going to be packed as is.
Yes.
It's going to be really, really packed. And we're trying to make sure that everybody's accommodated for everything now. Some of you, if you're not used to outhouses, we use the extraordinary. We use a whole lot of them. We use outhouses.
Yeah, very organic.
And when you follow the instructions, the outhouses is actually a very pleasant experience. Because at least you're outside and you don't have to worry, but we got screens. You ain't got to worry about bugs and all this stuff. Just follow the instructions. When you go in there, you won't even smell anything.
True.
You take your little dump, throw a couple peat moss in there, you're good to go. And it vents well.
Yes.
And you get to enjoy the sunshine, the wind, the whole all 9 yards. And you come out of there smiling as if you've been like a bear in the woods. And so we've had, we built 3 more outhouses to put at the top of the hill. We got so many dang outhouses on this land. We had to go that route.
Yes.
Because the Gentiles out there started to charge us like, I think it was like $500 for 2 outhouses. Maybe four outhouses for a week, $500.
Yeah.
And if we done it twice a year, that's $1,000. And see, what our outhouses have been in place here. And the good thing about outhouses in between, if you got a 6-month gap between the major feasts,
mm-hmm.
they're in there decomposing.
Yes.
They're in there decomposing. And then sometimes, depends on the outhouse. We got one outhouse that gets used a lot over by the shower house. We have to dig it out and then cover it back up again. And, of course, the beauty thing about the outhouse, we can move them around different geographical locations.
Yes.
And it can decompose because that's what the feces and the urine and there, all that's there for. And it's very sanitary. And I tell you, what a wonderful thing, because the brothers, I promise you, we use them out.
Oh, yes.
Sisters on the ground use the outhouses, too.
Yes,
we use them all the time. We use them year-round here straightway. But, hey, make sure you got your stuff in order. Bring your tent. That's another thing. When you come to the feast, that's the way you would have done it in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You would have bought your tent of meeting,
mm-hmm.
and you would have been sitting there dressed out in Jerusalem in your tent,
mm-hmm.
and ready to go back to your homeland when things got done. But it gives us the opportunity to at least get a taste of what the Israelites was doing. Now, mind you, we have a hell of a lot more modern conveniences.
Oh, yes.
I actually saw somebody out there, one feast teach. They had a little small generator. And they had a little small air conditioner hooked up to the generator. And because one of them, I made them cut the generator off because it was just disturbing the peace. People couldn't sleep.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Now we got plenty of land. You go all over the place. Some people, they actually drive RVs down here.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And you want to use the RV? We don't have room for an RV park now, damn it. We got two or three people that we let come on in with an RV, but other than that, we don't have room for an RV park, all right? This one was already pre-proved. All right, what we got here? Oh, sorry, Elder Rubens. The reason why my camera is shaking because my feet is up on the desk. Let me pull them down here real quick. All right. And, of course, then we got the Jacksonville meeting the 21st. Looking forward to hearing, seeing you and you there. We got a lot of people coming in. On the 3rd of April, Roman 3rd of April. We're going to be celebrating Passover, Nightfall Monday, the 6th. So we're going to celebrate and partake of the Passover, and with that, we thank y'all for. There's only probably about 400-some people on the land the weekend of the 3rd, 4th, and 5th. We're probably going to be doing some type of building or tearing down. We're definitely going to be doing some training. Then we have the turn of our new year is March the 24th. March 24th. I also want to thank each and every last one of you that contribute to the Pastor Dow Vacation Fund. I never ever thought, I didn't even know how stressful it was. No wonder all my hair was falling out one time, bro. I was wondering, I thought, man, I wanted a male pattern ball running the family, but you can't say that when it's all going to start growing back now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Got one little spot right here that's starting to fill in, getting smaller and smaller, but it's starting to grow back now.
Oh, yeah.
I guess these vacations y'all been giving me has done help some, if you're going to call it that. But I do get rest, that's for sure. To come back with a bang, didn't even realize how stressed I was. But anyway, now on the other side, we got Brother Zach Dow and Brother Will Farley, they're here, and a couple of sisters going to come on in. That's you know, people don't understand that almost every dead season, we usually have somebody here visiting the land every single weekend.
Yes.
And they usually come from all over. And it's a joy to be able to see the saints, because some of them just simply say, I don't want to be away from y'all that long. Whatever it is to some, if we are the call of Yah straightway in this ministry, yet doubtless to some, we are. Some of you are not. But we know and we realize we've got a good thing going here because Yahshua is the head. Oh, check this out. I had my marijuana brother.
Dopehead.
Mm-hmm. I had Dopehead. See, I need to get my facts right, get it right. Because you remember I mentioned about Haile Selassie was his Messiah. Boy, I was remiss. Guess what, Dopehead? I got to repent. Because Dopehead corrected me on it today. Haile Selassie is not his Messiah, even though,
we know.
Dopehead is so full of dope, you don't get it.
Yeah.
He deals in semantics of words. Let me help you out real quick. Messiah, salvation. Yah is salvation. Messiah, salvation. You say Messiah, you're saying Yah, but, you know, Dopehead don't believe that. So with Dopehead, he don't believe that Haile Selassie is the Messiah. He believes that Haile Selassie is Yah. You know, that Ethiopian emperor that came and died?
Oh, that moral?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's actually Yah. Ain't performed one miracle. Ain't done nothing. It must be that chronic. Gotta be that chronic he on, man, to believe something like that. But hey, it's all hey. He told me to get it right.
Yeah,
thank you for helping me get it right, dopehead.
Keep smoking your devils.
Looked at some studies today, man, that said that marijuana causes mental dysfunction, and no doubt it's all but done set in on him.
Yeah,
it's done set in on him.
No worse to a lot of hell.
And then we got some nimbuses out there. And, of course, Brother Galen, Zedekiah, told me that when he used to be a part of him, he said, but these people been sneak dissing. That's the new term, sneak dissing. I just learned about that this past year. Just sneak dissing. What they do
more
is
coward stuff.
Oh, yeah. More coward stuff. What they do is they talk about you, and they know amongst themselves what they're talking about, and they try to leave enough wiggle room that if you ever finger them on them, you know what I mean? They can't really risk, you know, they throwing punches, throwing rocks and hiding their hands, you know what I mean? All that good stuff. I learned all that this year. Sneak dissing, throwing rocks, hiding their hands, you know what I mean? And jabs, yeah, all that good stuff. Learned all that this year. And I'm hip, man, to the game. And they had these two effeminate. You could tell they flaming too, boy.
Flame.
The title of their message was Rod in Your Mouth. You got to do, and boy, they had a bunch of clackling Earth, Wind, and Fire women up there agreeing with them too, boy.
Boy.
I mean,
they corner, huh?
Oh, amen, corner, brother. Yes, God, amen, corner.
Their backbone.
They were going off, man. And they were into it, too. They were going in hard. They were going in the paint hard. And they laid a lot of allegations. Of course, I got wind of it. And, of course, you know the standard operating procedure of Straightway. It's amazing. You know, the Messiah said, you know, the disciples came to the Messiah said, we saw one casting out devils in your name and we forbade it. And the Messiah said, what are y'all doing? Leave them alone.
Yes.
There ain't no man that can rightfully do a work in my name. And come on, man. Leave them alone. We ain't, I keep trying to tell y'all, see, what happens is you get all these people that sneak this on Straightway. And they're not used to men. They're not used to people. We're men over here. I know y'all, I know this effeminate generation is messing with y'all mind. It's trying to redefine what masculinity is all about and everything. And so when you see a man and men, it's mesmerizing, literally. And the first thing they do is because we are men, they accuse us whenever we are set for the defense of the gospel. Because we set for the defense of the gospel, we also defend ourselves too. So these effeminate men made many allegations, man. And all backwards thinking, too. Mm-hmm. It's thinking of reprobate mind people that encourage themselves, but in the wrong way. It's sad.
Ooh.
Very sad.
Ooh.
I got a picture. And damn, it's snow up there, too. Oh, look at here. I told y'all. I got a picture. Check this out now. We got the four horsemen. I got a picture. Look at there, y'all. Y'all seeing that? That's Brother Daniel, Brother Rob, Lee, Samuel. You know what that is? We are on the land, Straightway, Indiana, for good. Think about that. On the land now for good. Hallelujah. Now, the Lions Den that I know of will not be broadcasting live tonight, at least per what Daniel said, unless he changed it, right?
Yeah.
He said he got to get a week to get set up.
Yes.
So Daniel Muir and them sold that nice, fine, rich mansion of a house he had and went out and purchased the land. They got it. Snow on the ground, too. Y'all keep that snow, though. But the brother will do it. So now we have confirmed, I think, the 10th community.
Wow.
In straight with 10 communities confirmed now. Confirmed. We officially have land and Israelites on the land in Indiana. So give us the specs, brother. Give us the specs. How many acres? Because I saw that house. If it's the same house I went and seen this summer with y'all, shoot, man, you can move a colony in that thing, and that thing's so big. That thing is huge, brother. It is huge. It is huge.
The blessings of
y'all. Oh, man. blessing of Yah's rich and has no sorrow. No sorrow. Hallelujah. For that, we deserve to actually blow the trumpet.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
All right, all right. And so Brother Daniel just got finished giving me the specs. Earlier, I stated that Straightway Property as a whole, with all the communities, we own probably north of 250 acres of land. Now I can say north of maybe 400 acres of land. And Brother Daniel just got finished confirming the specs with me. He said we got 65 acres up front, and then we got another 65 acres on the backside with another house. Can you believe that? So now Straightway Indiana has the most land mass in the ministry. And in Straightway, Tennessee is second with, I think, 90 or 92 acres. And then Straightway, Kentucky East with 86 acres of land. And boy, 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 you talking about we going to get very, gonna get busy doing a lot. And, of course, here at Passover, we all meet together. So I'm going to talk about get all the heads of the home fellowships and the fellowships together. Give them the game plan and outlook of where we're going to proceed and how we're going to go forward. But that's 130 acres of land bought and paid for. And, you know, they had this group down there teach these Israelite farmers, man. They were doing good farming. I don't recommend none of y'all going out and getting grants, saddling up with the government, or even leasing land from these people because look what doesn't happen to these people. They got kicked off. Got uprooted all the greenhouses. They got kicked off the land. See, that's what happened when you don't own nothing. And so the Most High God is extremely blessed. And we thank the Father for that. And we also have another community that's looking at close to, watch this, close to 1,000 acres of land with a homestead and infrastructure already on it. Wow. You hear that? And that looks like it's in development, and they may, that one may materialize this year.
Wow.
And there's already a group of people that have a nucleus together, that's already living together, and they already doing this thing.
Good.
Doing this thing.
Good Genesis.
And when they moved there, bought and paid for them.
Yeah.
Bought and paid for them. In other words, what's taking place like we said it was? You know, T, don't the Bible say that the harvest is plenty?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't the harvest plenty?
Yes.
The harvest is plenty.
Yeah.
We only got one problem, though. The laborers. We got plenty of people who want to join the harvest. But the laborers, they're few.
Mm-hmm.
I told you what I experienced here on this land right here. I told the sisters here on that, because see, our sisters, they maintain the gardens. And they, I might add, they do a damn good job.
Yes, very well.
We do the tilling, the cultivating, getting it ready. Mm-hmm. We do all that stuff. You know, we do the heavy lifting. Then our sisters do the maintaining, and that's meticulous.
Yes.
Because it has to stay up. I know people don't, a lot of people don't follow our way of doing things. I mean, we do things totally unconventional.
Yeah.
The world tells you you shouldn't water the plants every day. We water our plants every day.
Yes.
Every single day we do. And we get a nice yield off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought our sisters, you're doing too much. As far as, because our sisters, we would have people that would, that don't live on the community, that would come visit the ministry every weekend. And they would have bags already laid out with eggs and black seed, Simpson, crimson, different types of lettuces, romaines, peppers, tomatoes, green beans, corn, you know what I mean, spinach. They would throw all this stuff in the bags. And then just tell people that, and what we're doing, because, you know, the book teaches us according to the law, that after we get finished gleaning and stuff, we're supposed to leave the edges of the field, right?
Yes.
Leave the edges of the field.
Yes.
And we had one problem, though. I told them, I don't want y'all gathering up nothing else. When the people come here, if they want our good produce, tell them the bag's right there, and they go out there and pick it.
Yeah, that's wise.
You know how many people wanted our produce then? Hardly, just maybe one or two, that was it. Everybody was glad when, see, again, it's proving the principle of the word.
Yeah,
the harvest is plenty. Everybody wants to show up at the harvest when all the hard work has been done.
Yeah.
The cultivating has been done, the tilling has been done, the planting has been done, the water has been done, the weeding has been done, and the harvest has been done. Then all you got to do is just come in and just move on in. And just take enter on in. Put your feet up on the table and enter on in. You ain't do a damn thing, but just put your feet up on the table. You live, you breathe, you deserve it, right? And it proved the principle, y'all, that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are surely few.
Earlier in a video, you know, either don't work.
Shouldn't he? That's right. I had Mother Carol come to me, you know, and that's just what she is, a mother. She's concerned about the women and the children because they're supposed to be provided for. And she just wanted to give this family some food. I said, no, you can't do it. Now, look, Pastor Dow, villain, Pastor Dow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
hater.
You look
at it. Have no heart, you know.
Yeah, you got
cool. No love.
Go ahead, pour it on. Don't know nothing. And I, no matter, I'll quote what the Bible says. Don't the Bible say if a man don't work, he shouldn't eat?
That's right.
I use the most fairest way you could.
Yes.
Tell them to bring the women and children, tell them to hop in the vehicle. Come over here, and when we have dinner time, tell them to think. Let us know they're coming. They'll eat a hot meal. Tell that man, don't bring his ass over here. Now, Pastor Dow, me, you know, man, I'm from Pastor Dow.
No look.
I know. You've been working all your life. I've been working all my life.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, we're supposed to be, let me use some of these words. We're supposed to have empathy. And sympathy.
They're going to enter into our labors.
Yeah. We get out there and buzz our ass. And my uncle pastor, that's a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the law says there's an abomination going on in this earth. You got kings walking next to horses and servants on top of them.
Mm-hmm. Seems backwards, though.
It seems backwards on
to this world.
If anything, y'all get your ass out there and work. We done proved to work.
Yeah.
Sorry, Elder Rufus. Y'all get y'all out there and work. We done proved to work. Now, you get out there and prove yourself that you can work. And then you can enter into rest. But we still ain't resting. We should be resting.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to, though.
Oh, yes.
I promise you that.
Oh, yeah. Therefore, man.
I ain't never seen nothing like this generation right here. I said the other thing, Teach, I said that if 80% of the people in this ministry, if they was with us the first 5 years, they'd have fell out of this faith. Male and female. Some of you,
that is so
you
true.
Got a very high, lofty opinion of yourself. You do. And I mean, you do. I noticed. I was gracious. I said 80% of you. You couldn't have hacked it. man, them spirits would have jumped all on there, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
It got them, because it got some of the best of the ones who thought that they were the cream of the crop. It got them.
Even my pea bucket took out some.
Yeah, a pea bucket. Man, it took out. It took them out. Dang, a pea bucket. A pea bucket's going to kick you out of the kingdom, man. A piss bucket. Hey, by the way, the Rod in Your Mouth Ministries. No, no, hold on. That was the title.
Oh, might as well be. I mean,
oh, boy. They said, check this out, man. One of their allegations that they levied against us was that they're going to get you out there and you're going to hide from everybody. Now, first of all, we're straightway, right? Does it look like we're hiding from anybody?
No.
Y'all see me on this camera, right? Y'all see us every Saturday, right?
Yes.
Right. And if 700 some people got our address, how'd they get here? We're hiding. Think about that for a second. If we're hiding. You see, what that is that's a ploy to play on your fears to keep you from stepping out in faith and doing Yah's will. It is.
Come on.
Because I guarantee you they can't Bible what they're saying. Now see, we have a plan for the people. We can Bible it. Why y'all think so many people don't really truly want to come over here and fool around, mess around with straightway? Because let me see. Not only you must preach the gospel, but you must live. And that ain't too many people doing that.
No.
There ain't too many people doing that. Live the message.
Live.
Show me some evil Israelites that's living this message. See, the validity is in the power. We're not emancipating ourselves like anybody else here. They don't. These people, they have no plan but death and destruction in the city. Old mama, grandmama, while the world was going through depression, the people that was living in the population center, the city, out in the country, they didn't even know it was a depression. You know why? Because they grew their own food, raised their own cattle.
Yes.
They know. They just knew it as chicken lay eggs.
Yes.
Went out and got eggs every morning. Now, a good protein source. Carry always dinner.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't even know about it. The whole world, man, they suffering because, watch this. These population centers got you 100%. I want y'all to listen to me. If you can. They deceived you and made you to trust in a lie. If the trucks stop running to Myers, Kroger, Walmart,
Costco,
Sam's, all these places right here, and you live in those population centers, how long do you think it's going to take for you to survive? You have no water. You have no source of water. You have no food storage. If you do, you can only last a week, if that long. You have no livestock. Some of you get so damn hungry, you'll kill a chicken rather than feeding it to go lay some eggs for you. It's simple. I got a new source. You don't even need feed for a chicken. Let them free roam, free range, but you better have a gun on you live in the woods because you're going to get them predators love chicken too.
You got to eat.
They love chicken. Chickens disappear. You wouldn't believe how they disappear.
Yes. Hawks.
Boy.
Foxes.
That chicken's so diverse, man. Chicken don't stand a chance on this herb, boy.
No.
And boy, I'm guaranteed the predators even eat chicken 1,000 different ways than we cook it. But they put you in the population centers, and they are hoping that you people would annihilate each other. Because, see, city folks are crazy. They go riot. They go riot and protest the government. They ain't going to give them a damn thing. And then when they protest and they riot, rather than actually going out into the suburbs where people got money and influence stuff, they rather rob and loot each other. They kill each other. I mean,
they civilized.
That mindset ain't going to change one bit. Maybe they know that you better not go out in the country because all them country folk got guns.
Yes.
All them country folk got guns. Maybe they know that. They know the country folk shoot back. And there ain't gonna be enough police officers in that city to stop all that violence, all that looting,
nope.
All that rape.
Nope.
I'll give an example. We out here straightway. Just say we're in a world without rule of law or an EMP hit. All right? Can't go nowhere. We're good for at least a year on food. At least a year. We need water. We have 200 ground springs we can just go and just carry buckets of water from.
Mm-hmm.
Just carry a bucket of water is good. We can bathe. We got a creek out here that ain't never ran dry.
No.
In the 20-something years we've been here, we ain't never ran dry.
No.
All spring-fed. Spring-fed. Even got fish in it.
Yes.
Got a pond up here that's got some fish in it.
Yeah.
We got turkey. Turkey season going to be open all year round. We're in a world without rule of law.
Probably definitely is. Deer, too.
Deer, too. We can hunt the crap out of deer and shoot them. Country boy can't survive. No. We can skin a buck.
Yes.
And run a trout line.
Mm-hmm.
A country boy can't survive. And all you city folk, man, you just country. You just country. You got that damn right. We damn country.
Come on, keep walking.
We damn country. at least one damn thing. At least I can kill a deer and skin it. And a turkey. What the hell can you do? I know you go to the nearest produce section. No, the nearest meat section. And then you go out there and buy it, and you think you done went hunting.
Just skin the rabbit.
You just skin the rabbit. Oh, shoot, boy, I tell you what, man. Y'all better change his mindset. You better change it. Hard times is coming. Let me give y'all this. We got this thing called the coronavirus. First, I thought it was a virus in Corona beer.
Yeah.
When it hit.
Yeah,
you did, too.
First thing.
I was like, oh, hell.
Yeah.
Now, they got us with Corona beer. But then, this thing is turning into a pandemic. Not an epidemic, pandemic. And they can't stop it. In San Francisco, they are getting at least 50 new cases every single day. By the way, man, where did it go? I had it in here earlier. I got so much junk on this desk, don't know where it went, but... Anyway, I had my own guard in here. Looked like somebody had jacked it. I don't know where it went. But I had my own guard in here. Rolling it on me. It's gone. From the essential oils. We still got superfood down hall, right?
Yeah, it's getting low.
Getting low. If we're lacking on greens... We have this thing. Yeah, I don't know where my roll-on went, babe. It was in here. But, you know, this right here, along with greens, we get our greens every day. Really does help support that immune system, don't it? Eating good garlic. We got this thing right here called On Guard. I'm getting ready to order another boatload of it. And start handing it out to our saints here. And let them start putting a dab or two on there and help boost that immune system and ward off some stuff. Yeah.
Yes.
Cost a lot of money, but it ain't nothing enough money for the saints. Not the Israelites. And Israel comes first. Glory to the King. Brother Brett doing call-ins tonight, huh?
No, I am.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to see if this group responds to us. I think their name is the, what was the name of the group? Rebirth of a Nation.
Rebirth of Israel?
Yeah, Rebirth of a Nation, something like that. They're the latest. Now, I truly want to talk to the leaders because I want to see if that is their standard operating procedure. Because, you know, over here in Straightway, we have structure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see brothers and sisters going out there bashing other ministries.
No,
you don't see that in Straightway. No, we don't do that.
Not hasty in spirit.
No, our people got better self-control than this. And you ain't going to see our women out there on social media blasting preachers.
No.
No, that's an abomination.
Way out of order.
No, so they won't do that. They will not lower themselves.
No.
And you damn sure ain't going to see them with some damn red hair on their head.
Oh, no.
Looking like some damn abomination. Where is that stuff at, man?
Woody Woodpecker or whatever.
Yeah, Woody Woodpecker. You got that right. That's just sick, man. It's sick.
Man,
the people, man, they got no something wrong with them today. Look at this. Look at this, y'all. And look. And she thinks she's fine, too. Look. Look.
Strong delusion.
That big bucket head. Look. That. Can you imagine this trying to go to the well and fetch some water?
That lie would not get no attention.
Could you imagine this woman meeting Yahshua at the well when he said, draw me some water? She cussed him out.
Yeah.
And see, now, yeah, I'm mocking it, but is it personal? No, I'm not personal. I literally don't have nothing against her. If she didn't dress like that and look like that, I wouldn't have a means to show you what evil looks like.
Yeah.
What Jezebel looks like.
Teaching to them.
Yeah. Ain't nothing personal. I mean, it ain't a person. Maybe through the reproof and correction, the opportunity is there for her to repent.
Always.
That's all it is.
If she received that word.
Nothing personal. Yeah. Just an opportunity to repent. Turn from your wicked ways.
Turn. Yes.
Yeah, but they too prideful. Women too damn strong today.
I want no life. No.
Nah. Damn, man, we almost going to get... I tell you what, tonight, I have been running around all week like a chicken with my head called. Let's see what we got. Good. We got that many callers in the queue. It's going to start running up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got 6 callers in the queue. It's been waiting there for a while, but there's a hell... Look, I'll let
a lot of people listening.
There's a lot of people listening.
Yes.
Good, because faith come out here.
Yes.
And hear about the word of y'all. We hope that... Well, at least we do hope that people can do better this weekend here than
hope.
Last week.
Yes, always hope.
We're going to plow on hope because last week was just something else, man. Last week was off of the proverbial chain. Satan is fighting us hard.
Very hard.
You know, ask yourself a question. If you were the devil and you're not the devil, what would be the first thing you would do? If you had one atomic weapon in your arsenal, what would be the first thing you do? Well, if you were the devil, first thing you would do is stop the hearing. Faith cometh by
hearing.
Paul says, seeing you are dull of
hearing.
The prophet said they got ears, but they hear not.
Bad thing about, you know, these literal ears.
Yeah, these literal ears.
Fleshly ears.
Yeah.
No, fleshly ear ain't going to hear no word. No.
Yahshua said, Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, he says, why is it that you don't understand my speech? Is it because you cannot hear my words? You of your father the devil. And the lust of your father you will
lust.
We had a sister, Brother Brett, Cargo down there in Clarksville. No, Chattanooga. His daughter, she's married. She's a nurse. One guy came into the hospital. He reads tarot cards. He kept trying to challenge her. He looked at her and told her, because she kept resisting him. Looked at her and told, make a long story short. Looked at her and told her, you got something going on in your stomach. She said, I ain't got nothing going on in my stomach. She said, but you will. She called Brother Brett. Brother Brett said, you go in and rebuke him to his face. And she did. She went out and shut the door and rebuked his ass to his damn face. She rebuked him, you damn devil. You rebuked him to your face and returned the curses.
Yeah.
And he said, what, you're not going to receive what I'm saying? Hell no, I'm not going to receive what you said, you damn devil. She
refused. Is there something else I can help with?
Damn, Siri, boy, this damn woman.
Yeah, moment.
It always comes on, man, when you expect it don't come on, man. But she turned around and said, no, I'm not going to receive that message. He says, usually people just receive what I say because I'm going to see. She said, I ain't receiving it them. As a matter of fact, I turned it back on your head tenfold. Woo! He said something about her stomach. Now, mind you, she's pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened to him? Long story short, he ended up bleeding out of his stomach.
Mm. Real.
Keep messing around with Israel.
Come on.
See, straightway, we teach our people how to war. Your words are powerful.
Oh.
Satan knows it.
Oh, yeah.
And all the damn people that's under his control know it. How is it that you don't know it? Think about that. She let him have it.
Good.
She let him have it, man. And he is back in the hospital. Now he's the one bleeding.
Rightly so. That's righteous.
You ain't going to curse that which is blessed. Hell no, we ain't receiving none of your stuff. We're acutely tuned in. Now, I want everybody to listen to me real good. Listen to me real good. We know our brothers and sisters up there in Wisconsin literally have been going through. And we have a list of names that I need everybody for the next 10 days include in your prayers. These particular people, they have been cursing us as Israelites, our family. They have not been blessing. They have been against, and they have been trying to use the system and power of this world to destroy our people up there in Wisconsin. Here are the names right here.
Turn y'all loose.
Hope you can go ahead and write some of these names down right now. And I can't pronounce some of these things, but we're going to do our best because we all going to join together in a prayer, warfare, before we take your phone calls. These people are against Israel. Now, remember Abraham saying, Y'all told Abraham, I'm going to bless them to bless you, and I'm going to curse them to curse you. And we're going to return the curses.
Got to.
Every single one of these people deserve the mighty hand of Yah.
That's our heritage. Yes, it is.
First of all, number one, you got to understand that according to Psalms 35, according to Psalms 109 and stuff, this is our heritage. This is literally our heritage.
Yes.
I know you even taught that in the Christian sphere. The book also teaches us that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper.
It won't prosper.
It says in every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn.
Condemn it. Yes.
And you know the reason why? Because it's our hair. So we're going to do exactly what the Bible says.
Yes.
One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. So if we all join together, how can we fall? Can you understand the power behind that?
Let God rise.
And let his enemy be scattered. We're going to find out and see who y'all is. Because see, right now, the enemy is strong.
Yes.
We're going to get down. And if your wicked heart has any sympathy or empathy for these people, I'm telling you, you'd be better off if you not even pray with us.
Yes.
Don't even touch and agree with us.
Don't enter into this.
We put a petition.
Yeah.
We put a petition, y'all. I want y'all to get ready, because the first one on the list is Eileen Bijah Bilimilia. That's Kabir's lying-ass, wicked-ass, whorish-ass ex-wife. The next one is Ron Young, that damn snake in the grass. That liar causing all this trouble and problems, even called the police before they even got there. The next one is Donald R. What's his, how you pronounce his teeth right here? Zamotar.
The Jewish.
Zamotar. Donald R. Zamotar. Then the next one is John A. Vander Leest. And the next one is that Phoebe?
Phoebe
Mix. Paul Burke. Bordeaux.
Was it Bo Ligos?
L-I-E-G-E-O-I-S.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, there's a hell of a lot of women in here, too.
Yes.
Cynthia.
Volpaw.
Mm-hmm. Wendy. Luck You.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
L-E-M-K-U-I-L. Gerald. Growing. Lauren Green. Tanner
Tack.
T-A-N-C-K. And John Schumacher.
Yeah.
That's the short list. Y'all ready, Israel? Y'all ready? Touch and gather and agree with me. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the magnificent name of Jesus, Yahshua HaMashiach.
Yes.
You told us to put you in memory of your word.
Yes.
You said in your word that declare thou that thou mayest be justified. You said that every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn.
Yes.
And because we are your people, Israel, you said that you will bless those that bless us and curse those that will curse us. You are our defense. You are our shield. You are our reward.
Yes.
You are our exceedingly high tower.
Yes.
And our defense.
Yes, you are, Most High.
We are petitioning you as sons of the King and daughters of the King.
Yes.
To condemn every one of our enemies.
Yes.
Every one of them that have used nefarious ways,
yes.
Lying ways.
Yes.
As they have lied, so let lies consume
yes.
them. As they have meant evil for us, let evil consume them.
Yes.
Let their children be childless. And let their families be consumed with disease. And every single thing that an evil they have meant for us,
yes.
we turn it back on their head 100-fold.
Yes.
In the name
yes.
of Jesus, we loose right now judgment, and we petition the court of Yahweh to bring judgment upon every single person on this list. See, right now they're strong, and they're believing that they're mighty strong, impenetrable.
Yes.
They are Satan's kingdom of this world protecting them and guarding them. We have it right now. We loose, we command right now, and we loose in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Warring angels to tear down every stronghold, to bust down and break down every wall. And Father, as they delight not in mercy, so let mercy escape them.
Yes. So much.
Let them be consumed in all the evil, wicked, demonic spirits that they are operating in. We turn back on them. The devil that has used them. We loose the spirit of confusion upon them and have the devil to attack them where they are. Let the palmer worm and the canker worm take away the substance.
Yes.
And let disease consume them. In the name of Jesus. They have mocked you.
Yes.
You told us to call upon your name. You will fight our battles. They have been too strong and too mighty for us because in this world, we have no means to defend ourselves but to call on you.
Yes, you are our defense. Yes.
So all the evil that they meant for us, Father, we turn it back on them.
Yes.
Right now.
We don't receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me.
Yes.
Say unto my soul, I am your salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul.
Yes.
They seek after our hurt.
Yes.
They want us obliterated from this earth. They want the name of Israel to be wiped out, your heritage, Father. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Eileen, Bajabel, Amelia, and Ron, Snake in the Grass, Young.
Yes.
Let them be as a chaff before the wind, and let the angel of Yahweh chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of Yahweh persecute them.
Yes.
For without cause have they hid for me their net in the pit, which without cause they have digged for my soul.
Mm.
Let destruction come upon him and unawares.
Yes.
And let the net that he hath hid catch himself. Into the very destruction, let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in Yahweh. And I shall rejoice in his salvation.
Hallelujah.
And all my bones shall say, Yahweh, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is
hallelujah.
Too strong for him?
Yes,
yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoil them. A false witness is rise up. And they laid to my charge things I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good. To the spoiling of my soul, but as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled myself, and my soul with fasting and prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though they had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourned for his mother. Ron Young. But in my adversity, they rejoiced. And gather themselves together. Yea, the abjects gather themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and cease not with hypocritical mockers in feast. They gnashed upon me with their teeth, and every single word, Father, that they have used, we return all curses to them. 100-fold.
Yes.
We plead our cause before you and ask you right now. The just Elohim of the universe.
Yes.
Bring judgment right now. We loose judgment right now. In the name of Jesus. Upon every single one of these wicked servants of Satan's.
Yes.
Yahweh, how long
will
you look? Rescue our soul from the destructions. My daring from the loins. But as for us, we will give thanks.
Yes.
In the great congregation, I will praise thee among other people.
Hallelujah.
Let not my enemies wrongfully rejoice over me.
No.
Neither let them wink with the eye that hateth me without cause.
No.
For they speak not our peace. They don't do it.
No.
But they devise deceitful matters against them that are quieted in the land, all these judges, law enforcement officials. We lose holy angels right now. Return the curses. I touch and agree right now with every single Israelite in the ministry right now. Bring destruction upon them, Father.
Yes.
Gady opened up their mouth wide against me and said, aha, aha, I have seen it. Thou hast seen, O Yahweh, keep not silent.
Yes.
O Yah, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and wait to my judgment. Even unto my cause, my Elohim, my Yahweh. Judge me, O Yahweh, my Yah, according to thy righteousness, and let them not rejoice over me. They don't keep your commandments. We do.
Yes.
You have chosen us as your heritage. Our name written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. They are your enemies.
Yes,
they are fighting against us. They are fighting against you.
Yes.
Let them not say in their hearts, ah, so we would have it. Let them not say we have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed that fall confused together and rejoice in my hurt. And let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Strip them of all their worldly substance and all their worldly power and all the money they trust in.
Yes.
Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteousness.
Yes.
Father, let all the Israelites shout for joy.
Hallelujah.
Let them say continually that Yah will be magnified with their pleasure and the prosperity of his servants. And my tongue shall speak about righteousness and your praise all the day long. So be it of the truth.
Truth
in the name that is above every name, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Do this for us, Father.
Yes.
And we will exalt your name. Our children will be dedicated to you in this earth as servants to your kingdom.
Yes.
We will rear them and raise them in your law, statutes, and commandments. We will do this.
Yes.
Do this for us.
Yes.
Avenge us
of
our adversaries and they that are too strong for us in this world source, and they that mock us and say, where is our Yah?
Mm.
Avenge us, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
And if anybody's close to these people, if I was you, I'll get away from them.
Yes.
I'd get away from them. Most of you, you don't even know what just happened, but you're going to find out.
It shall come to pass.
It will come to pass. It's already done happened. It's done started.
In motion.
They petition that evil devil to do their bidding. We petition the king of the universe.
Yes, the eternal.
They've already done deliberated up in the courts of heaven. We made a petition. We're his servants. So be it of the truth.
Yes.
The guest calling number is 310-924-226. That's 310-924-226. If you would like to speak to me for a few moments here, I'm on pain. I can't wait to see the smoke from this one. And not only that, brothers and sisters, make a petition every single day against these people. We're going to post their names on Patreon. Because you know what? There ain't no laws against spiritual warfare. None. And also, Father, let us hear of their destruction that rejoice against our hurt. Hallelujah. Get a new ministry break right here, Sister Wenda, if you choose to support us. Hallelujah.
Glory. Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. 688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Well, I can't get no phone thing right now. At least the internet's working, we hope, because our phone service just went down, which is glory to the King. Hallelujah. We got the internet here, and if you're there, you communicate with us. We'll see if we can communicate with you. Call number 407-407. This is Pastor Dow, Unity Church Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Hey, shalom, Pastor. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What you got?
Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Terrence down in Jacksonville, Florida.
Hey, Brother Terrence. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Pastor. I just wanted to come on and say Shabbat Shalom. Blessings upon you and Teacher Shane. I just wanted to come on and say that this past Wednesday, me and my wife, we brought in a baby boy into the world.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Another Israelite. It was a home birth, and there were no complications. And my wife is doing very well, and the baby's doing very well.
That's good to hear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's all I wanted to say. we had a baby and everything is going well here. And I'm looking forward to seeing you when you come down on the 21st.
Hallelujah. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah.
And I also touch and agree with what you said about praying against those the list of people that you named.
Oh, yeah. We ain't got to take this mess. We're going to petition y'all.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you, sir.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
All right, let's go to call number 646-646, Pastor Dow, Unity Church Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Nick. Bless you, Pastor.
Hey, bless you. Barely coming in.
Hold on a second, Pastor. Hey, bless you, Pastor.
Hey, Connor.
Bless you, Pastor.
I don't know, muffled there a little bit.
Bless
can you,
you
talk
Pastor.
Directly to me on the phone?
Yeah, bless you, Pastor. You can hear me?
There you go. Bless you.
Bless you, my shepherd. This is Brother Mike from New York.
Hey, Brother Mike. How you doing, my brother?
Pastor, I'm doing extremely well. Blessed to the Most High Yah, and I thank you for everything. Shepherd, man, I felt that prayer, man. Woo! Man, woo-wee! Hallelujah, man. Yah is good, man. But Shepherd, I just was calling. Yes, he is. And I was just calling in. I want to thank you, man. These past 3 weeks of your preachings, man, it was so profound, you know, the making the petitions and the afflictions and being able to go to the Most High and took what you said and literally use it past couple weeks and talking to the Most High, using the word that he has given us and asking him for his will and what we need of us. And, man, glory to the Most High. I've been seeing things in my life changing, growing. And, you know, my brothers and sisters coming to me, telling me things, you know, it says in the word that, you know, let other lips praise you. And I've just been seeing things. And I thank the Most High because, man, like the growth. And I can't wait to come to the feast to see what the Most High has in store for me, what he wants to show me, what he wants to tell me. Man, glory to the Father, man. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I just want to thank you for what you've been preaching, Pastor. Thank you. Hallelujah, man. Hallelujah. I thank the Most High, man. Hallelujah. I just wanted you to know that. Thank you for these past couple of weeks and these preachings. Man, I can't wait for the feast to see what the Most High has in store for me and tell me what he wants me to do, man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're rejoicing with y'all, brother. Looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, I can't wait to see you, Shepard. You know, we're growing. We're learning. We're trying to grow as hard as we can in the Spirit, to have an attentive ear of the Spirit, and to grow in grace and knowledge, and to really understand what the word hearing is. And, man, I've been asking the Father for hearing, just to hear the word, hear what needs to be done so we can get to the kingdom. Man, that's the end goal, you know. The end goal is to have something, an incorruptible crown. And hallelujah, that's all I can say is hallelujah. Thank you, Shepherd. Thank you, Elder Rufus, man, for the things he's been saying. Man, hallelujah, man. I thank you. I thank Elder Rufus, and I thank Pastor Coy for the word that y'all been giving. We need it so much. And I just want to thank you so much. Thank you. That's all, Shepherd. That's all. I just
want to thank you. Hallelujah, my Lord. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom. Glory to the King. Call number 772-772, Pastor Dowell. You know, sure be two radio broadcasts. I can help you.
Hey, Pastor Dowell. How's it going?
Shalom.
Yes, Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Bless you. Bless you. Keep the same. This is Brother Dax from down here in Florida. Yes, indeed. And I actually wanted to, you know, just put in a report of just something that I was thinking about and wanted to give the Most High praise for. But I remember, you know, when I first met the truth, first started coming to the truth, wife didn't want to follow it, ended up getting a divorce. And after it, I can say that my life has actually gotten much, much better as far as promotions at work, tripled my money, able to keep the Sabbath unhindered without any issues or arguments. And it's just been awesome growth. You know, there was a smaller group that I was kind of dealing with, started learning Sabbath, but after listening to you and seeing their stuff doesn't truly line up with the Bible, I was able to separate myself from them. And just, you know, finding just more and more people that are being interested. Just like today, my buddy was asking me about some stuff to go buy some guns. I was like, hey, I can't do it tonight. It's a Shabbat. And he was like, what's that? And, you know, just being able to, you know, open up the Bible and show him what's going on. I'm like, dude, this stuff is biblical. And just to see that spark, like, huh, okay. And it's just awesome, man, because you gave me the advice to just keep living my life, you know, be humble and show my example and just call it into report that it really is working. And it definitely does touch me, because I was really confused when I first started, and definitely clarified a lot of stuff. So I definitely touch and agree about those wicked people that's coming against Israel with Ron Young and Pastor and Kabir's old wife and all of them. So I can't wait for you to post that on Patreon so I can go ahead and start praying against those people as well. But I did have a question, is something I was a little confused about. I know you mentioned that the brothers do not wear shorts on the land because obviously you want to keep things holy. Definitely don't want to be enticing the other sisters. Now, of course, I live down here in Florida. Is that a command, just period, just across the board, that men should not be wearing shorts like that? Or is it just on the land to keep the feast days holy?
You know, we're so far removed and outside of our culture. We don't even understand what a restoration is.
True indeed.
You know, people like myself and Brother Gideon, we've been overseas. We've seen our culture. We know what our culture is about. And we have this wicked, uncanny ability to try to be able to judge the Bible based on our influence by our European counterparts over here in America. And we're greatly deceived. We don't run around in the public like this out here, everyday life, wearing shorts. We just don't. Men don't wear shorts. We have ourselves covered in that aspect. The women wear dresses. We wear shorts. I mean, it's just the way it was. Remember, if we was really, truly immersed in our culture, we'd probably have a mitre or a turban on our head. Along with a long garment that looks something like a robe. You know what I mean? The only time that we were butt naked like that is when we were in slavery in Mizraim. Other than that, we were covered up. You can see the hieroglyphics on the wall to see that. Now, the preface is, people have often asked me over and over again about, Pastor Dow, what if we are on vacation and we're at the beach or something like that? I said, well, hey, just If you can, get away from the people, or you're around a bunch of heat or something like that. Wear what you want to wear, but, I mean, you're out there to try to get some vitamin D in your sun, on your skin, but be away from the people. You don't have to actually, if you're convicted that you don't want to wear what they wear, then don't go. But other than that, man, I mean, I'm actually thinking about building a sun tower out here on the land high enough just so that a brother and sister, family or something like that, that they could actually go up in the tower and actually lay out in the sun, have it way up in the air just so they can get vitamin D. They can get more, better vitamin D from the sun than they can taking a damn pill, if you understand what I mean.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we got a lot of people that in a lot of things, they're just flat out religious as hell. But, you know, I understand where we at, what we're doing. Most people don't. But, no, I wouldn't wear shorts amongst the Gentiles out here every single day. I wouldn't do it.
Bless you, Pastor. I definitely do.
That's just me.
Love and appreciate the wisdom. No, well, no, I take it because, I mean, it's just like you said. It's always a thought in my head. I'm like, you know what? My thoughts, I understand, they don't really matter when it's compared to the Most High Yah. And because I know so little about my culture, that's why I want to ask these questions to see, okay, we need to start getting back in that mindset. And it's like you always say, and now it's becoming one of my favorite things to say to people is seek the old path. Hey, how come you don't do this anymore? Well, the Bible says to seek the old path. The old ways are better. So that's what I'm trying to get back to. So I definitely appreciate the wisdom.
I've traveled much, and in that traveling much, I know much and learned. I mean, some people can choose to take the legalistic route and all this other stuff, but I try to use wisdom in everything that I do.
Amen. Amen. Hey, well, straight way is better for it. It is better for it. Shabbat Shalom, Pastor. Shabbat Shalom, Teacher Sam. And have a great Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom. Look forward to seeing you there in Jacksonville. Texas, 832-832-832. Pastor Dowell, you know, Serpent Tube Radio Broadcast, I can help you.
Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dowell. How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Oh, well, that's great to hear. It's great to hear. I've been trying to learn more on the tithes and offerings. And, you know, I know you don't talk about it as much, you know. But could you share with me, you know, is it really a requirement, like especially like on tithing?
Sure it is. What the law says. You see, this is the problem right here. When our people used to give what you call a tithe, are you following me? It was the first fruits of whatever the substance was. Remember, our people were agricultural people. It could be fruits, vegetables. It could be lambs, goats. It could be cattle. Are you following me? And they would dedicate that to the temple. It would first go to the Levites. Are you following me?
Okay.
During the time of the feast, if they were a little bit away from Jerusalem, and then they would come to the Feast of Jerusalem, and if it was very difficult for them to move the cattle or whatever substance that they had amassed, because remember, Abraham, he paid a tenth to the Most High, Melchizedek, then what they would do is they would trade in the substance that they were made to give Yah the first fruits, and they would often give it to the Levites, is that they would trade it in for kesef, which is silver. And they would dedicate that and give it to the temple for the service of the temple of the Most High Yah. And so you got people out here arguing over tithe and offering. Matter of fact, Paul even capitalized on that and says that Yah loves a cheerful giver. Paul even goes so far as to say, if I have sown unto you spiritual things, is there something wrong with me to reap your cardinal things? I mean, people, they think that the New Testament brings about new legislation, and it doesn't. It's already defined in the Scripture. It's already defined. Of course, then there's that famous word in the Scripture that says the reason why you're cursed with a curse is because you won't honor Yah in your giving. Now, I myself personally have been a recipient of the blessings of Yah because of the sacrifices that I made a long, long time ago and still give till today. I personally have proved the Scripture to know that it is right. I have never ever have been able to beat Yah in his giving. I approved him. I have tried him. I have bought things into his storehouse so that there will be meat in his house. I proved it. Done it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. The doctors and people come up to me to do everything they can to get away from what Yah says. Same people that don't keep the commandments of Sabbath, same people that don't believe in being filled with the Holy Spirit, same people that deny the Messiah. People come up with crazy stuff today. I believe in giving.
Okay, and I definitely have nothing against giving, you know, and that's why I want to just learn more about that, because I read in Deuteronomy 16, verse 16, where it say, three times a year all your males appear before Yah, your Elohim, in the place which he chooses, you know, during the festival of Mazak, the festival of Shavuot, and the festival of Sukkot, you know, and that's part of tithing, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
It is. Big Man, time it is. I mean, I'll show you, we as a minister, do you know that sometimes we actually have brethren that will bring a bull down here for part of their tithe?
Okay. And that's why I wanted to, that's exactly why I want to know, because some, a couple people I run into, they try to make it seem like tithe is all about money, you know, and I was reading throughout scriptures, you know, it could be they was given like fruits or wine as a tithe, you know, and that's why I was
Well, name one of our Israelite people today that can actually produce wine. Name one of our people that actually has a vineyard.
I can't name one.
You see what I mean? Name me some Israelite brothers you know that actually tend sheep. Because remember, every shepherd is an abomination unto the Egyptians. Name me an Israelite that you know that can give heads of sheep for an offering, the first fruits to the Most High Yah.
Not that I know of.
Okay, then guess what? Case closed. See, because even now they can't even trade in their substance to even go get silver because they don't even know what to do. So what is considered money then today then? It's the Federal Reserve notes because it's a medium exchange from one person to another, is it not?
Yes, sir.
So people just try to complicate things simply because they have some wicked way to try to trump Yah's law. And that's the reason why they're not blessed today. That's the sole purpose of the reason why they're not blessed.
Okay, and I have a greater fully understanding of that too. So, and I surely appreciate you, Pastor. So,
bless you, my brother.
And I love the prayer earlier. You know, because that.
Oh yeah.
I learned a lot about that from Psalms 35 and Psalms 109. You know, because I'm learning that too on the enemies. You know, people who want to see us fall and cursing us. You know, so. So y'all will get them in the end. So I appreciate it, Pastor. Bless you. Y'all have a great night. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Good question. Go to Brother Will, 971-971. Pastor Dow, we're going to share with you the radio broadcast. I can have Brother Will.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How you doing?
Shabbat shalom. Doing well.
Brother Will calling from Straightway, Tennessee, formerly of Arizona.
Yeah, I know y'all got a signal up there. We still don't have a signal down there. I don't know what happened, but go ahead. What you got, my brother?
I just want to call in just to give my appreciation for you guys allowing me to be here and on the land right now. As soon as I got here, it was just such hospitality, and I can just feel the peace here on this land, the hospitality from the brothers and from the sisters, and I just really appreciate it. I know you're a busy man, and you know, I've been trying to catch up with you, and you say you talk to me tomorrow, and I understand that, but I just want everybody to know that since I've been here, I have not experienced nothing but love from everybody here, and it's exactly what I came here for. I mean, I came here to get myself straight, and since the day I stepped on this land, that's been happening, and I have a Joker smile on my face that I can't get rid of because I'm just so happy to be around the saints here. I really appreciate what you guys are doing for me. just your presence. The other day when you walked into the dining hall, you came straight over. You walked in the dining hall, you saw me, you came straight over and gave me a hug, and that meant everything in the world to me right there. I just appreciate the love you guys show, and I'm looking forward to being closer to this hub right here and being in Tennessee, and I'm looking closer to getting my family here the way we're commanded to do. And I just want to show that love, and I just wanted to call in and say that, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Bless her, my bro. See you tomorrow morning, all right?
Yes, sir. I'll see you tomorrow morning. I want to give a shout out to my family out there in Arizona.
Go ahead.
Family, love you guys. We got a saying that we say. We got a little daughter there, and she tried to say family when she was like 5 years old. She used to say family, so now we just make a thing of it. So we say to family, we love you. Shabbat shalom, family.
Hallelujah. Shabbat shalom. Glory to the King. That's beautiful. Let's go to Texas, Brother Victor. Call number 713-713. It's Pastor Dowling on Survey 2 Radio Broadcast. I can have Brother Victor.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor. How are you?
I'm blessed in the Most High Yah. Highly favored. I can help you.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to call in and reach out to you. It's been a while since I've called in, and just wanted to let you know that I'm still listening and still having fellowship here in Houston. And just wanted to say Shabbat shalom to you, sir.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat shalom.
Yes, sir. And if you don't mind, my daughter wanted to say Shabbat shalom to you real quick, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Hallelujah. Here you go, Lion.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor
Dow.
Shabbat shalom,
daughter.
Shabbat shalom. I wrote down some things. I can say it.
Okay, let's hear it.
My name is Sister Lion. I am not sure if you remember me and my mommy, Sister Laisha, and my daddy, Brother Victor, when you came down to Texas for a conference at the hotel. I hope I can see you again soon. Shabbat shalom, Pastor Dow. I love you.
Shabbat shalom. I love you too. Looking forward to seeing you soon, okay, daughter?
Okay, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Bless you, Pastor Dow.
Bless you. Bless you, my brother. Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Suffer not the little children, for such is the kingdom of Yah. Hallelujah. Texas again, 346-346, Pastor Dow. You're on the Shepherd Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you there in Texas.
Hey, Shabbat shalom, Shepherd.
Shabbat shalom.
Am I coming in clear?
Yes.
How you doing, sir? This is Brother Big Victor down here in Houston, Texas, dead season survivor. I just wanted to call and give you a praise report. We had a new baby boy here down in Texas. We had a home birth, first one. Everything went smooth. The baby boy is good, waiting on that day to go ahead and clip him. The wife, Shia, she's doing well also. And I just wanted to say bless you, Pastor, because I don't know if you remember, you did lay hands, and we got another seed in Israel.
I remember. I was just getting ready to say that. Y'all asked me to lay hands so that she could conceive and bear a son, and so be it. The Father's bought forth seed, for sure. And, man, I tell you, we've had the last three births in Israel that have all been males. So, the Most High Yah is planning on replenishing Israel, isn't he?
For sure, yes, sir. And also, I wanted to give a special shout out to the whole of House Polydor, Elder Mitchell, and also Brother Greg, who allowed their shires to come be a help to the home birth, and then also Brother Jason Hughes, who allowed his daughter of Zion and his wives also to help out during that time. And I just wanted to let them know I appreciate that, man. They're a true family down here in Houston. It's funny, my natural family, I told them I was having a home birth and everything, and they were, and they're like, oh, what you going to do? I guess they're just not really understanding, and they're trying to see who's over here and how much help we had. And I was just laughing to myself because I look around, and I literally had a house full of saints. And all I can do is shake my head and tell my brothers and sisters, we all right.
Yeah.
We literally had a house full, and that was more – it's one thing to have a son, and that is a very true blessing, but also when I looked around and I had a house full of saints during that time, I think that was probably even more eye-opening to myself. So I just wanted to let you know that, Pastor. We got a true family down here in Houston. Appreciate all the work you do, Shepherd, and you have a Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Well, bless you, brother. Glad you made it through. Thank you for your support. Glad the Most High Yah blessed you received. Stay with Yah. Stay focused. Be content and stay true.
Yes, sir.
Shabbat Shalom. And y'all good. Michigan, 586-586, Pastor Dow, you know, Trevor Chute Radio Broadcast. I can help you there in Michigan.
Hey, Pastor Dow.
Hey.
You been okay?
Yeah.
That's good. Just want you to stay in good health, man. And I really was just on here just trying to listen, you know, and hear what's going on. I see we got some births. That's really good. So the first guy from New York, I hope I run into him at the Passover. I plan to come down there also. I've been learning and growing a lot. And with the Michigan Saints up here with Brother Juan. And we lost a couple brothers, but I feel like we got a little bit stronger. Maybe we getting pruned up a little bit.
Sure.
I'm just observing, that's all, sir. I'm new, so I'm just learning that it's probably better not to talk a lot, you know. That's all. I do got a request, though, if you don't mind.
Let's hear it.
I would request that you pray for me. I got high blood pressure, man, you know. So.
You do?
I just wanted to, you know. Yes, sir.
All right. Tomorrow you go repent for anger and resentment, and then have the brothers to deliver you of that spirit.
Will do.
And make sure you drink plenty of water.
Drink plenty of water?
Make sure afterwards that you always develop and drinking plenty of water. Good water.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Be blessed and keep up the good work, and I'll just be right here learning. And I want to bless all the rest of the saints, and I'll be out your way now, you know.
Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Wisconsin, 262-262. This is Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. Oh, boy. What happened to Wisconsin there? I can help you.
My name is William. I'm in here in Pleasant Prairie. Brother Jim McLean introduced me to this truth.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I got you.
Well, I just wanted to introduce myself and tell you Shabbat Shalom.
Hallelujah. Good to hear from you. Shabbat Shalom, my brother.
All right. Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you, too. Let's go to Virginia. Call number 276-276, Pastor Dow. Universal Truth Radio Broadcast. I can help you there in Virginia.
Hello, Pastor.
Shalom.
Shalom, Pastor. This is Brother Trey out of Virginia, and I just wanted to make myself known. I've been talking with some of the brethren, Michael Israel, Elder Becker, Brother John McNabb, and they told me to make myself known to you. And I just wanted to say Shabbat Shalom and bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Bless you, my brother. Shabbat Shalom. Good to hear from you.
Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you. All right, that's it. I'm going to bed. So, hey, looking forward to seeing y'all tomorrow. Be the Father's will, and I believe it is His will. I bless y'all. In the sweet presence and strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name, I'll soon come be King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Shabbat Shalom, King coming.